And correction, I'm sorry. It's the Ford Edge that's a new program at Sanderson Ford. I think I said another vehicle that starts with an E.
They have a few of them.
Not the Escape, the Edge. 20% off MSRP for Phoenix only test market. So they've got those seven different models of the Ford Edge, and they range from 30,000 to looks like 42,000. So you got 20% off of that for new 2019 Ford Edge.
Fantastic.
Sorry about that. All right, let's try Roland again and see if we can help him this Saturday morning. And if you've got a question, you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Roland, you with us this morning?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I am. Hey, Rosie, glad you're back.
Thank you, man.
Okay. I'm going to anchor something to my garage floor, and it's post-tension. How do I find where those cables are? I've been told you don't want to touch those.
Boy, you don't. For those of you that are listening, at Roland's house, a lot of times the builders will put cables in the concrete and pour the concrete and allow it to dry, and then they tighten those cables to as much as 20,000 PSI. So you've got a big cable in your concrete at 20,000 PSI, and if you saw cut or drill through that, she pops up, and it makes a real mess, and it's dangerous. Now, you can do a couple things. The safest thing is they make, there are companies out there that have concrete scanners, radar scanners, and they'll actually locate the exact location of the cable, and that's your best, surest bet. The second way is those cables extend all the way to the outside of your stem wall, and you can walk out to the outside of the garage, and you should see little holes that are filled with cement about the size of a quarter, and that's where the cable is, and you'll see them about every, 16 to 24 inches. And then you can kind of line it up visually. But the safest way, is find a concrete scanning service to come out and locate it exactly and precisely for you.
Map it out for you. I have not seen it, but I have heard that, when those get cut through, they break up, the cables will rip out, they'll go through the whole house, go through the door, go through the wall.
It's like a giant snake, waking up a giant mad snake that's all powerful. It really will. It'll go through the whole house. If you're cutting on the back bathroom and that cable goes through that bedroom, across the hall, into the other bedroom, it'll rip all of that up.
And the reason they do the post-tension slab...
You stand there and you say... Oops.
If you survive.
Yeah, right.
But the reason for the post-tension slabs before that, they would do slab on grade, and you would do your stem wall first and then pour your slab, and it was held in by the stem wall, and it was just a floating surface, and all concrete eventually will crack, and with our soils, you can have expansion and heaving, and it can create a lip. And that was an attempt to keep the slab from having those cracks, and you could have washouts on corners, and the slab wouldn't break, where you could come back and backfill and mud jack and fill in under that. So it was an attempt to keep the slab all in one piece. And I don't know what your preference is, slab on grade or post-tension, but it seems like there's still a mixed opinion in the industry on which is better.
I personally have not worked with a lot of post-tension, so my familiarity would make me choose this conventional footing, stem, slab.
Yeah. There was an earthquake in Arizona down by
Safford. Yes, there
was. And that would be an example of where, an earthquake, maybe a little tiny fissure opening up, where a slab on grade might not perform as well as a post-tension.
And that's where they've placed earthquake detection devices in the ground, and discovered there are actually microclusters of earthquakes occurring down there that we never knew about. So it's actually one of the more active geologic areas in all of Arizona.
And the Arizona Geological Survey has a great website where you can go see all the different active fault lines, and they put a video together of all the earthquakes in Arizona. Now, thankfully, very few ever are of any significance that we feel or see. But it is interesting to see just how much underground movement we have in the state.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it was, what was it, 4 years ago they had the earthquake in Black Canyon City, and that was at a fissure the geologists didn't even know existed.
We found out real quick.
Yeah. So,
and we had a article posted recently. There was I'm bringing it up again because just this week a woman in Arizona was stung 30 times from a beehive that blew out of a tree and fell onto her head.
Ugh.
As she was picking up her kid from school.
Ugh.
Ran inside, survived, but was stung 30 times. And we had a great podcast on how to survive and what to do if you do end up with a swarm of bees. You can find that at RosieOnTheHouse.com.